Blog Talk Radio.
Do you have a regular pharmacy? Yeah, I'll need them out to scan them in.
What you just need, the Medicare?
Whatever insurance you have. Cat skin is ready for you right now. Let's go.
Okay. Giving all glory, giving all honor and all praise to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on today.
Yes.
To Apostle Ed and Deborah Dean and all of the people that are loved by God that's under the sound of my voice on today, I say hallelujah, and I ask you to join me in sending up a hallelujah praise to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. My name is Minister Roan. I will now call this service to order, and I want to invite you on today to join us in welcoming the Holy Spirit to lead us and to guide us in this spirit, in this service on today. Amen?
Amen.
So we're just going to welcome in the Holy Spirit with some worship today. I'm going to invite Prophetess Trish.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. I'm just so excited about God today. He is so great and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just thank him today. Come on, let's get our minds and our heart, hallelujah, into worship really quick. We're going to do one song so that we can get into the service. Hallelujah. It's going to just take us and off into the service, just blessed in God. Hallelujah. But let's get our hearts and our minds, hallelujah, on the Lord this afternoon. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. He who made heaven and earth, he said he would not suffer my foot to be moved. The Lord keepeth me. He will not slumber nor sleep. Oh, the Lord is my keeper. The Lord is the shade upon my right hand. Or upon my right hand. He said he would not suffer my foot to be moved. The Lord that keepeth me, he will not slumber nor sleep. Oh, the Lord is my keeper. The Lord is the shade. Is he your keeper today? Upon my right hand. Glory to his name. Upon my right hand. He said he would not suffer my foot to be moved. God, you said it, God. The Lord that keepeth me. Am I going out of my coming in? He will not slumber nor sleep. Oh, hallelujah. The Lord is my keeper. I keep hearing that. The Lord is my keeper. For somebody, the Lord is my keeper. The Lord is my keeper.
All right, all right.
The Lord is my keeper. The Lord is my keeper. He's shed upon my right hand. Upon my right hand. He said he would not suffer thy foot to be moved. The Lord that keepeth thee, he will not slumber nor sleep. Oh, the Lord is your keeper. The Lord is my keeper. The Lord is the keeper.
Yes.
He's a shade, harabosa, upon my right hand. Glory to his name.
Yes, Lord.
Upon
yes, Lord.
My
yes.
Oh, hallelujah. The sun shall not smite me by day, or the moon by night.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
He shall preserve my soul. Oh, hallelujah. He's a preserver, even forevermore. My help. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My help, all of my help cometh from the Lord. My help. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
my help, all of my help, it cometh from the Lord. My help, all of my help, it cometh from you. My help,
raising up warriors like us, Father, oh God, to walk out and testify. worship, because God, everything's been perfect, God. Thank you, Lord. We stand in worship and in gratitude, God, because you brought us out of so many situations and circumstances, God, that we just thank you, God. Not just us, God, our children, God. We've seen people, God, when death was written on their forehead, God. But God, you said not so, God. You saved them, God. You set them free, God, to be a testimony, God. So thank you all today, God. There's the authority, God, to bind them every demonic spirit roaming on this earth, God. So, God, I'm binding up today, God. Any spirit, God, is trying to come up distraction, God. It's a hindrance, God, to what you're going to do on this service, in this service on today, God, in the lives of your people, God, to every listening ear on today, God. Let it be some food for the spirit, God, some encouragement, God, some building up, God, some setting free, God, some healing, some shadow, God. Oh, God, we just give you permission to have your air on today, God. We surrender, God, ourselves to you, God. We surrender our will, God. We bind our will, God, and we lose your will in the name of Jesus, God. And we ask you, God, to continue to cover each and every one of us, God, Apostle Ed Dean, or today, Apostle Deborah Dean, God. Continue to cover them, God, as you raise them up, God, in this circumstance and situation, God. And God, I serve the enemy notice on today, God, that you shall get the victory out of every single thing that you're going through, God. Oh, God, I thank you, God, for raising them up, God, as a couple, God. Oh, God, I thank you what you're doing in their ministry as a couple, God. I thank you, God, for mending and holding them together and preparing them, God, for the new things that are out there that is working, that people have turned their backs on them, Father. Oh, God, I'm just thanking you all today, God, and I give you permission, Lord. I give you permission to have your way, God, in this service on today. In Jesus' mighty, holy, wonderful name, I pray.
Yes,
amen
God.
And amen.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Jesus. At this time, we're going to have the top of this Trish to call to worship in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name, oh God. Bless your name, oh God. Come on, let's put our hands, hallelujah, high in the sky. Let's put our hearts right where God is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's surrender our hearts and our minds to him right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For worship is very important. Praise is very important. Hallelujah. It takes us to a whole nother place in God. Hallelujah. It is in worship where we fight off our enemies, where our enemies is defeated in worship and praise. Hallelujah. Let's defeat our enemies with our praise. Let's put our whole armor on with our praise. Hallelujah. The whole armor of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's part of our armor, the worship and praise. Hallelujah. So let's go before the Lord. Hallelujah. Just worshiping him. Hallelujah. Blessing his holy name. For he alone is God and God alone, hallelujah. For he alone is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For he alone is King of kings and Lord of lords and master and ruler of everything. He alone is God, hallelujah. I just want to hear some background noise. Oh, God, hallelujah. I want to hear some background noise of some praise and worship, hallelujah. I want to hear you guys worshiping the Lord. The Lord wants you to speak out. He wants you to.
Yes,
he
Lord,
wants you to
yes,
speak out
yes.
and praise him. Come on, guys. We know how to do this. We know how to get into his presence. We know how to get into his court. Hallelujah. We know how to get from the outside of his courts into the Holy of Holies. We know how to do that. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let's worship him. Let's praise him. Let's give him thanks. Hallelujah. Because he's been so very good to us. Hallelujah. Yes. He's been better to us than we could ever be unto ourselves. Hallelujah. And we just thank him.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah. We just thank him. Hallelujah. We just glorify you, Lord, today. We just magnify you, Lord. Hallelujah. We just exalt you. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you. We adore you, Father, today, God, because we know without you, we are nothing, God. We can be nothing. We can have nothing. We can do nothing. Hallelujah. We need to worship you. Hallelujah. That's our necessary need. We need to praise. That's our necessary need. We need to glorify you. That's our necessary need. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, God, I think.
Hallelujah. Lord, we love you.
Yes, God, we love you, Lord.
Rabba sore mande, Lord, we love you. Hallelujah, Lord, we adore you. Hallelujah, Lord, we adore you. Hallelujah, Lord, we praise you.
Yes,
come on, people, now, Lord, we praise you. I want to see your hands up in the spirit, worshiping Him. Lord, we praise you. We sing your song, that's okay. Lord, we praise you. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 It's the highest praise. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Praise your name. Praise your name, oh God. Praise your name.
Yes, Father.
For you are worthy, Lord, of the glory. You're so worthy,
yes,
of the glory. Lord, we love you. Lord, we adore you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we adore you. Lord, we praise you. And we love you, Lord. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we adore you. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Harabosaka, Rema Asora. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise your name, oh God. We worship you. We praise you, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, thank you unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. For the Lord is worthy. He's worthy. For he is good. Yes, he is good. For the Lord is worthy. He's worthy. For he is good. Yes, he is good. Come on, all give thanks unto the Lord. They all give thanks unto the Lord. Come on, God. All give thanks unto the Lord. All give thanks unto the Lord. All give thanks unto the Lord. For he is good, yes, he is good. For the Lord is worthy, he's worthy. For the Lord is worthy, he's worthy. For the Lord is worthy, he's worthy. For you are good, Daddy. Yes, you are good. Hallelujah. You are good, Father. Yes, you are good. For the Lord is worthy. Come on now. He's worthy. Because the Lord is worthy. He's worthy. Because the Lord is worthy. He's worthy. For the Lord is worthy. He's worthy. Come on and just give him praise. Because he's worthy. Come on, let's give him praise. Ha, he's worthy. For the Lord is worthy, he's worthy. For the Lord is worthy, he's worthy. For the Lord is so good to us, he's worthy. For the Lord is so good to us, he's worthy. For the Lord is so good to us, he's worthy. For the Lord is so good to us, he's worthy. Cause we love him so much, he's worthy. Yes. Love him so much, he's worthy. Cause he loves us so much, he's worthy. Cause he loves us so much, he's worthy. Cause he loves us so much, he's worthy. He's done so much for us. He's worthy. He's done so much for us. Hallelujah. He's worthy. He's done so much for us. Hallelujah. He's worthy. He's done so much for us. Hallelujah. He's worthy. For he is good. Yes, he is good. Come on now, God. He is good. Hallelujah. He is good. Hallelujah. He is so good. Yes, he is so good. Cause you know he is so good. You know he's so good. Ooh, yeah, you know he's good. Ha. Yes, he is so good. Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. We know that he's
Hallelujah.
So good. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We know he's so awesome. He's so glorious.
Hallelujah.
He's so amazing. Hallelujah. He's so good. Hallelujah. He's so good to us. He's so good for us. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Bible says, all faith and see that the Lord is good and bless the man that trusts in him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We have tasted of him and we've seen that he is good. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Praise him. Give him worship. Give him praise. Hallelujah. For he is truly worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Anybody got a testimony? Hallelujah.
Anybody want to testify? Hallelujah. Anybody want to give God a praise? Hallelujah. Anything? Is there anything God has done for anybody on this radio, on this line? Is there anything that he's done, any miracles, any signs, any wonders? Hallelujah. Because you know he said those things would follow us. Hallelujah. So is there anything that he done to give him praise for? Hallelujah. To give him glory for? Because I got something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's done so much for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's opened doors that I couldn't even see, that I couldn't even think about having open for me. He's opened them for me. Hallelujah. He's went before me and made the crooked places straight. He made the rough places move. He made the high places low for me. Hallelujah. Is there anybody on here that has a testimony of the goodness of our God? Hallelujah,
yes.
Jesus. Amen. Let's speak up and we got a testimony. Glory to God.
I'm going to read this scripture. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth. And he that seeketh findeth. And to him that knocketh it shall be opened. I will use that as an encouragement to someone that's going through, that someone that's in doubt, that someone's having a little trouble with their faith on today. I want to encourage you from a position where I, too, need encouragement. But I thank God for the man and woman of God and for the people of the kingdom that God has placed here in my life to continue to remind me when I am down and low, when I need to hear a word. I want to thank God for allowing me to walk into a place where I can testify about his goodness and not focus on the trials and tribulations that I go through. I thank him for the wisdom that he has blessed me to have to understand that every single thing that I go through, it has been assigned and approved by him first, only to mold me and to make me into the greater, to take me from glory to glory. And I just give him honor and praise on today for loving me so much, because it was a time in my life when I would go through things and I would doubt the God that I serve. I felt like I just want to give up. I felt like that it was just useless to live my life in the way that the Bible has instructed me to, because I would look to the left and I would see people that wasn't even trying to live a good life, but it seemed like they were getting the blessings that I thought that I should have had. Then I would look over to the left and I would see the same thing that led me into a place of doubt. But I thank the God, my God, for loving me enough to speak to me himself, to encourage me in his himself, to give me his loving spirit inside of me. I thank him so much today for not just loving and encouraging and reminding and building me up and protecting me and shielding me off, but also doing the same thing for you. I'm just glorified on today, and I give all glory, praise, and honor unto my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Please continue to keep me in prayer as I will do the same for each and every one of you. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Prophetess Joyce, for that awesome testimony and that awesome scripture. Glory be to God. We have so much that we can tell if we just open our mouths and speak, hallelujah, for the Lord and speak out about what he's done for us and how good he has been to us. He has been so, so good, so much better than we could ever be unto ourselves, hallelujah. And we just always want to give him praise. We just always want to give him glory. We want his name on our lips at all times. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I will make my boast in the Lord. Oh, magnify. Oh, come on, somebody. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord. He heard my cry, and he delivered me from all of my fears. Come on, somebody. God will deliver you and set you free. He will come when you need him. He's always on time. Hallelujah. He's a blessed God. He's an awesome God. He's glorious and amazing. Hallelujah. And I love him. I don't know about you, but he's my everything. Glory to God. Glory to God. Is there anybody else that want to say a testimony or give a scripture or sing a song for the Lord? Amen.
I give reference to God who's ahead of my life. and to everyone in their respective places. I couldn't go stop and not say something. So I'm just giving praise and glory. I'm in the emergency room, can't talk too loud, but I thank and praise him for the things being as well as they are. He'll have to stay here for a few days, but it's all right. And God is good. You all keep us in your prayers. Thank you all for coming together on the radio broadcast today. And you that's in radio land, I thank God for you, and you. I hope you enjoy the service on today. God bless you. God love you. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle. Our awesome Apostle. Both of our apostles, hallelujah, our Apostle Ed is in the emergency room, and Apostle is with him, and we're just going to keep them up in prayer, hallelujah, amen. We're just going to keep them up in prayer, knowing God already has him. God has already healed him and set him free. We're going to speak positive words. We're going to speak words of life over him, hallelujah. We're not going to speak anything other than life, hallelujah. So we just thank God for what he's doing. We thank God for how he's healing him even now, how everything is all is well. Is there anybody else?
Amen,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Testimony, hallelujah, of the goodness of our God.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Hello?
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Did somebody say yes, they had a testimony? Thank you, Father. Glory to God.
Mm.
Anybody else want to testify?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Is she saying something? Anybody hear something in the background?
I don't hear anything.
Okay. Hello? Is there anybody else that has a testimony? Else, we're going to close our testimony service at this time. If there's anybody else that has anything to say or anything in scripture or any song they want to sing, you're welcome to do so. Hallelujah. If not, we're going to close this portion of our service out, and we're going to go on to our next portion of our service. And we've enjoyed, hallelujah, our testimony service. We enjoyed praise and worship. We thank God for Prophetess Joyce, hallelujah, that has done devotionals, and we just going to go move on and see what the ending is going to be. We're going to turn this over to Prophetess Joyce. Amen, Prophetess.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but my spirit is burping. I'm enjoying worship. Hallelujah. I'm enjoying the worship on today, and I know that heaven is rejoicing because my spirit is still dancing around and just burping all over the place from fullness, from fulfillment in the name of Jesus. Yes.
Lord.
I'm going to ask you this time to just join me in prayer before I bring forth the word of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, precious God, have mercy upon us, O Father. Blot out our transgressions on today, God. Watch us from our iniquity and cleanse us from our sins, Father. Purge us and we shall be clean, my God. Wash us and we shall be whiter than snow. God, I ask you, God, to create in us a clean heart, Father, and renew a steadfast spirit within us, God. Father, I give you thanks that our sins are forgiven. God. Thank you so much, God, for forgiving us of our sins, God, and that our heart is as white as snow, God. Thank you for the blood that paved the way, God, and has washed us clean. We are now healed, free, and ready to receive your word on today, God. Father, I now believe that the hearts of your sheep are like a flower pot filled with mush and fertile soil, God. As I plant this seed on today, God, I thank you in advance, God, for the increase, God. Oh, God, I thank you for the increase in the lives of the people on today, God. Now, Father, hide me, God. hide me, God, behind the cross on Calvary so your people will hear none of me, God, but all of you, God. None of me, God, but all of you, God. Let my tongue, God, be the like a pen of a ready writer so that your people will leave this line on day, God, with a steadfast spirit, God, a renewed mind, and a determined heart to seek your face on a daily basis, God, to pray without ceasing, God, and to live according to your will, God, your plan and your purpose, ministry, God, that you have placed within them, God. And God, I thank you, Father, that our minds are fixed on you, God. I thank you, Father, for your Holy Spirit being here today, God. I thank you, God, for your Spirit, God, breaking every shackle, God, loosing every stronghold, God, releasing bondage and setting things free today, God. I declare and I decree that the works of the enemy is canceled, God. I speak, God, oh God, peace to the minds of your people on today, God. And God, I give you permission to have your way in this service on today, God. May I say to the people of God to receive it in faith, God. It is in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God.
I'll be speaking to you today from a topic, Lord, teach me how to pray.
Yes.
Lord,
yes,
teach me how to pray.
Yes.
I'm
going
to turn to Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 through 13. I'm going to be reading today from the New King James Version.
Yeah.
And that was chapter 6, verses 5 through 13. I'm sorry?
What book was that?
Matthew.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Matthew chapter 6, verses 5-13. And it reads, I hear some pages, so I'm just going to wait for a moment. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Yeah.
Thank you, Father. And when you pray, you should not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Surely, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in a secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly.
Yes,
and when you pray, do not use vain repetition as the heathen do, for they that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them. For your Father knows the things you have need of before you even ask him. In this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done. On earth as it is in heaven, this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, God, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom, yours is the power, and yours is the glory forever. Amen. Now, I'm sure everyone is aware of the different attacks that has been happening here lately, where it appears that it's against our African American men, and many other things that's going on in the world that appears to be so unfair that it leads you to a place of questioning who is God. Sometimes it leads you to a place of responding in your flesh. Amen? Is it anyone that can relate to what I'm talking about? Well, let me just make it personal for me. I know I have four children one, the oldest being 30 and the youngest being 12. And I know how I am as a mother. And I'm going to just call out the mothers only because I know how mothers and fathers are when it comes to their children. Amen? So sometimes when certain situations happen, you get yourself reacting before you think. Well, I just come today to encourage the saints of God on today.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, when situations like this arise, many times family members or friends will react before they think, which in this reaction, this creates a bigger problem. I understand that sometimes it's easy for an individual to, on the other side, and give encouraging words and give recommendation and read the scriptures when they're not actually the one that's going through the situation or they're not dealing with the circumstance. Amen? Tell your neighbor, teach me.
Amen.
Teach me how to pray. Now, this is why the word instructs us as Christians to pray without ceasing. Because it's something about prayer. You know, sometimes some people think prayer is just a process. Some people even treat prayer like it's a task. Some people even put prayer in a box. But if you just pray in spirit and in truth and pray without ceasing, it will prep you and it will prepare you for these unforeseen battles that sometimes approach you, that sometimes approach your children, that sometimes approach your husband, sometimes it may approach your ministry, sometimes it may approach your mother or your father. But I'm here to tell you today that if you pray without ceasing and that if you will pray in spirit and in truth, you will find that prayer will break family members, will deliver family members. It will break off chains. It will loose stronghold and release sickness in your family, in your children, in yourself. It will strengthen you when you are weak. It's peace is restored during prayer. Wisdom is increased during your prayer time with God. The world doesn't understand that you cannot fight a spiritual battle with a carnal weapon. I promise you, every time that you try to step out and fight a spiritual battle with a carnal weapon, I promise you every time you will be defeated. But I just want to encourage somebody on today to just give it a try. Start praying and start seeking God in your quiet time, in behind closed door, in your secret room, calling on his name, allowing him to prep you and prepare you for such a time. And you will find yourself responding and acting in a situation not according to how the world instructs you or how the world responds and acts the situation. You will find yourself acting in the situation the way God has instructed you in his word. And if you're acting in that manner, you will find yourself being undefeated. You will find yourself walking with the victory because you're using the right weapons at the right time. Amen? We as saints have a responsibility. We have a responsibility to apply, and we have a responsibility to promote biblical concepts to our circumstances in our situation. Whether that situation is a small situation or whether that situation is life-changing, nothing happens on this earth that God is not aware of or prepares to bring us through with the victory on our side if we just trust him. If we just trust him. Sometimes, you know, like, the situation catch us off guard. And sometimes the situation maybe even catch us in a state of depression. You know how sometimes this day we're feeling a little bit more stronger in our spirit than another day. But let me tell you something. The enemy is on his game. The enemy starts studying us and watching us from birth up until the age that we are now. And let me tell you, he doesn't miss a beat. He knows you. He knows some of us better than we know ourselves. He knows that when our spirit is high. He knows when our spirit is low. He knows when we've been praying without ceasing. He knows when we've been just treating prayer as a task. And let me tell you, he can attack you according to. We must believe by faith. We must believe in and trust God by faith. Faith is the key. The word reminds me that without faith, it's impossible to please God. Amen? Let me say that one more time. Without faith, it's impossible to please God, because sometimes we deal with situations and circumstances approach us, breathtaking situation approach us, and we find ourselves doubting God. We find ourselves continuously questioning God. We find ourselves praying like it's a task. And let me tell you, let me give you one of the characteristics when you pray like it's a task. Because right after you pray, you go right and talk to the person beside you in doubt. Or you go right and call your spouse or your best friend or somebody else, and you're speaking death in the situation instead of speaking life. That's just a little tip for someone right there. So when you find yourself in them circumstances and you have prayed and you're trusting and you're believing, you need to go ahead and shout and give God the victory. Because as long as you have faith, as long as you believe it, God confessed that day. Amen. Look at heaven and say, Lord, teach me how to pray. Say to God, if you know, be honest, just for a moment with ourselves. The main topic of most conversations today is and were about what has happened or what will happen.
Now,
focus today is to cause a mental shift. Because talking about it, fussing about it, crying about it, fighting about it, getting angry about it, gossiping about it, it just is not working. And that's a good example of carnal weapons.
Amen.
We must pray prayers that will open up heaven. We must pray without ceasing in spirit and in truth. Then and only then will you see the people delivered and changed. You will see your children delivered. You will see them saved, set free, speaking in spirit. Oh, once people are delivered, then the communities will change. Once the communities are changed, the states will be changed. Once the states have changed, the world will be prepared for the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As the end is in agreement with me, can I get an amen?
Hallelujah.
According to 2 Peter 3, the will of the Father is for none to perish. Let me tell you, let me say that again. The will of the Father is for none to perish. I feel a need to keep repeating that, because sometimes we get caught up in the situation and circumstances, and we find ourselves operating and fighting with carnal weapons and speaking death into somebody else's life, saying, don't worry, he's going to get this back, or this is going to happen to them. Just watch and see, and say all negativity and ill things about individuals here on this earth, souls here on this earth. That is not God's will. God's will is for none to perish. So if God has allowed you to have understanding, if he allows you to have your spiritual eyes open where you can see that defect or that struggle in that individual, then he has called you to a place of prayer for that individual. So I want to encourage someone on today. Let's try to do something a little different. Instead of talking and condemning and speaking death into that person's life, let's try to lift them up in prayer and spirit and in truth, and just thank God for the manifestation of that deliverance in the name of Jesus. To fulfill his promise. Some understand slowness, but is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. According to biblical teaching, prayer is a solemn request for help or expression of thanks addressed to God. Prayer is communicating with God. Prayer is an act of obedience. God has called us to pray, and we must respond. It is an important part of God's provision for your growth. Let me say it again. It's an important part of God's provision for your growth in Christ. It is very of the breath of true Christianity. Some may believe that their life is filled with sin and they are unworthy to pray. But according to Romans 3:23, we have all sinned and come short of God's glory. So forgive yourself, because God has already forgiven you. If you think about the story of David and Bathsheba, or Cain and Moses, is you will understand God is a forgiving God and his will shall prevail. Or maybe we have someone today that does not know how to pray, a prayer that will open up heaven. Well, I want to encourage you today to open your Bible up to Matthew chapter 6, verses 5-10, and gain understanding about God's model prayer.
Yes, come on.
Quality time with us, saints. I'm going to say again, God wants quality time with us, time alone with us, time spent with just him and us, no one else. That secret time. It's a lot that happens in that secret time. Amen? Okay.
Amen.
Discuss you, chapter 6. Forgive me. And just believe God on today. Is there anyone who wants to start the connection on today? Who wants God to teach you how to pray according to his will? Is there anyone today that wants to establish that relationship with God on today? Is there anyone that wants to learn about using effective weapons during spiritual battle? If so,
Amen, hallelujah.
I call forth today anyone that's in need of prayer, anyone that wants to get their life right with Christ. This is the time that I'm going to open the service up, and we're going to welcome you with open hearts. We're going to welcome you with open arms. To just speak up. It's really simple. As simple as A, B, and C. Just admit, believe, and confess. It's really just that simple.
Yeah.
And to place yourself in a good kingdom-based ministry. Is there anyone today? Please don't be afraid to speak up. Anyone. God said to seek him while he can be found.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
This is our call to discipleship.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
If there's no one that's ready to step forward at this time, if there's no one in the need of prayer at this time, then I'm just going to ask Prophetess Trish if she have a very quick, soft worship song in her heart. If she could just sing a quick worship song while God ministers to the hearts of his people that are listening to me today, just to give you a little extra time. If you feel the pull on your heart, that's God telling you to come forward. He's ready. He's ready.
Yes, God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Tired of the enemy using your life, your children's life, as a playground.
This is
the time to come forward.
Yes,
if you're tired of carrying it all by yourself,
hallelujah.
This is the time to come forward. God's hands are open.
Yes, God. Thank you.
You have a song in your heart, Prophetess Trish. Please feel free to start it anytime.
My God is awesome. He can move mountains, keep me in the valley, hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I am weakened. He will reign. My God is awesome.
Is there one for disciples?
Awesome. My God is awesome. Do you want to come forth? awesome. My God is awesome. He can pull mountains, keep me in the valley, hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken, strength where I've been weakened. Forever He will reign. My God is awesome. Hallelujah. Awesome. My God is awesome. Do you want to testify? Awesome. My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I am weak, and forever He will reign. My God is awesome.
Yes,
today
yes.
I am forgiven. Strength where I've been weak, and forever He will reign.
Thank
My
you.
God is awesome. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Awesome. My God is awesome. Hallelujah. Awesome. My God is awesome.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you very much. Our God is awesome, and He's willing, and He is able. Even if you didn't speak up on today, just know at any time, just go into your prayer closet and just talk with God. Just admit, believe, confess that you are a sinner. Believe that He died and rose on the third day for you, for the relationship between you and the Father in the name of Jesus, and you should be saved. Salvation is yours. Brenda, we didn't have any to come forward on today, to speak up on today. I'm going to go ahead, and I'm going to close the service. But first, I want to ask Apostle if she has anything that she would like to say.
I just thank and praise God today for each one of you that's on our radio broadcast and those that's in radio land. I give God praise and honor today. I thank and praise Him for you, and you. I thank God for Prophetess Ron and Prophetess Trish for taking over and doing the worship for me today. I just thank and praise God because we would have had the council today. And so I give God praise and glory on today that we still, even though I'm in the emergency room, I still get to enjoy the worship, and I give God praise and glory for that today. No, you did a fantastic job, and I appreciate and thank and praise God. And when I asked you all to pray for my one of my great grandbabies, she got burnt today, and I'm asking you all to keep her in the prayers while we were on our radio broadcast this evening. Prophet Sattler's granddaughter was burned. And so I'm asking you to keep her in your prayers today, Zaya. Her name is Zaya. So, no, I thank and praise God for you. You did an awesome job. You did an awesome job. God bless your heart, and I love each one of you. You can close when you're ready.
Okay, at this time I'm gonna pray us out. Father, thank you for your presence on today, God. Thank you for being a father. It's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, God. May your people continue to hold on to your unchanging hand, God. Oh, God, we just thank you, God. And I dismiss us now, oh, Lord, in your name. Send us up in your strength, God. Keep us in your care. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. And join me together and say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you all.
Every one of you, and we will continue to keep Apostle and her family up in prayer.
Amen. God bless you. Love you all. Have a good night.
Love you too. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.